Dennis O'Reilly, community organiser, a long time, a touchstone for us, talking about aspects of gang culture within Aotearoa, is kindly with us today, talking on a number of fronts. But I did note earlier today that you were in a hui with Mike King. Dennis, maybe you could just shed some light on that one and its importance, please.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Yeah, Mike was down. He's been part of the recovery efforts from Cyclone Gabriel in his inimitable fashion, helping with trauma recovery. But today was talking to a mixed group of parents about working with our kids in building resilience and countering suicide and mental health and depression and those sorts of elements. It was very enjoyable. he won't pass the best language test, but he's still very, very funny and poignant with his comments and insights. So that was really helpful.
Tēnākoe, before we talk about other matters, can you just give us an update on your particular haukainga, which was swamped, really, I guess, earlier in the year. What's the recovery been like at Waihoki?
Well, so Ngāti Hinawera, who are the descendants of Kapi Pāriha, part of Ngāti Pārauhapu, so they've reoccupied their papakainga. I've had to get out away from the house because there are workmen putting, you know, fresh solar panels on the roofs and all that sort of stuff. And it's absolutely awesome to be back home on the whenua again. We have to recognise that we can't sit on our laurels, that we're going to have to develop flood mitigation techniques and systems. And of course, the big worry we've got now is fire. And a dry summer. So I think we better all get used to building resilience across these meteorological issues and nature in the same way as we need to build resilience against the fresh wave of methamphetamine that's come into our country. The amount of seizures at the border has increased by 4,000% in this last calendar year. And you might say, well, gosh, the customs are doing a blinking good job if that's the case. But the sad truth is that they only intercept a fraction, generally about 20 to 30% of the stuff that's coming through. So we've got a problem that we thought we'd got back into its cage to some degree. It's coming at us. We've also had a circumstance up here in Hawke's Bay where young people have taken substances that they were told was MDMA. We're generally advised that good quality MDMA is possibly the least harmful of these recreational substances, but this is stuff masquerading as MDMA. Four of them were hospitalised. One came very, very close to death. And so we've been working with the New Zealand Drug Foundation getting substances tested and trying to let the market know, the harm, of some of these substances. People are prepared to, there's had all the resistance over COVID vaccines and whatever, but people seem to be quite happy to snort or sniff or whatever substance comes their way without any regulation. And I'm anticipating that this summer, we know it's going to be a hot, warm, dry summer, and I'm anticipating that people will want to party in a way that they haven't been able to do for a few years because of COVID and the terrible weather last year. So we're sort of girding our loins, as it were, to yeah, to have to, you know, climb this hill again and help people understand that, you know, just helping, you know, you've got to mind your jollies. You've got to be pretty clear about what you're doing and why you're doing it, whether it's licit or illicit.
Yeah, fair enough, too. Fair enough. Part of the reason I wanted to touch base with you, Dennis, we had a focus on the lack of housing for guys coming out of Cairns last week. And speaking with the Minister of Corrections, he says, well, effectively, when they walk out the gate, they're no longer the problem of corrections, which is a damning indictment, really, on their lack of focus on the preparedness of those who leave their care and the next steps in community. Ultimately, if you don't have a funny there to go to that is safe, you'll end up back inside, and it's a revolving door. What would you say of a lack of focus on the needs of our prison population once they leave prison and struggle to find houses? Where are you on this?
Well, I mean, it's the same old barrel. We've got a, you know, 67.7 rate of recidivism for Māori prisoners alone, and that was that case brought by Tom Hemipool, God bless his soul, against the Crown. And the sad thing is, mate, there's very little happening inside the prisons as well. I remember going to with Andrew Little to this great revelation that the then incoming Labor government were going to make and change the whole focus on prisons and make sure that there's mental health services and all that sort of stuff supplied, and it just didn't happen. And yes, there was COVID, the whole thing seems to have shifted just back to incarceration, and so not only is there a lack of support once someone comes out of prison, there's very little happening within the prison system to help people rehabilitate and to address the very reasons that got them there in the first place. It's a pretty dismal scene. I think the lack of community, it was really interesting listening to Mike King there today berate the OSH, you know, the Occupational Safety and Health Regulations and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, I think back on the Ohu movement and the commune movements and things like that of the 1970s, where a lot of our men and women would go in that transitional period. It's often said that you need an equal amount of time. If you've been in prison for 5 or 10 years, it probably takes you 5 or so years to adjust, and I've had plenty of experience with long-term prisoners in that way. So the difficulty is, on one hand, you might say that someone giving help has got, you know, so-called lived experience and peer-to-peer and all that sort of stuff, and in the other sort of sense of it, people would say, well, you're just a whole bunch of crims getting together again, you know. So I think we really need to sort of relook at a lot of these things. But unfortunately, the appetite in the political climate at the moment, it's the damn and be damned, unfortunately. And there's not much appetite for a sort of a rehabilitative approach.
Tēnākoe, Dennis. And the other thing, and final kōrero, although I just want to touch on with you, mate, is that, well, you've probably heard about a bus that's been taken by some wahine visiting marae gang houses on the way to Wellington to share with those communities what some of the moves are or planned should there be a change in government. And so we've got ACT out here and the National Party, some talking about gangster prisons, tougher sentences, unable to meet and liaise with people deemed to be unsavoury in society. I mean, some of what's been thrown up as part of the politicking heading into the election features gangs heavy, but perhaps a lot of the guys or their family don't realise who are putting up what ideas and what the ramifications might be personally should those posting those ideas get the reins of power. What do you make of a bus tour of this nature, Dennis?
Well, I'm God bless them, and I understand the co-proper, but I think the timing's crazy, potentially counterproductive. Who knows what the makeup of the next government will look like, but, you know, it's probably going to be a hell of a lot more to the right than the current government, although you could hardly call that left. I'd wait until there's a government in place and there are laws put forward in select committees, and that's the time you get out and march. It's spring, and in spring one plants alone. I'm encouraging people more to get their veggies in the ground and a bit of food security. I think it's forlorn, and in many ways a bit of a waste of time, and I've told the organisers that. God bless them and wish them well. But, it's hardly the... With all the political rhetoric at the moment, you're just pissing against the wind, really.
Dennis, thanks for sharing some time with us, Scummy.
All right, mate.
Thank you, Dennis. Dennis O'Reilly, community organiser, and a prominent identity when talking about gang culture. Dennis is a lifetime member of the BPs. He lives in Hawke's Bay, at Waiheke, actually. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Pākehi Waka, Current Affairs from a Māori Perspective.